This is a special episode of Thoughts, Questions, and Concerns. This term, I am taking a podcast production class, and some of the assignments are literally just producing podcast episodes. And, well, I had, like, my friends on, and honestly, they're better produced than my actual podcast. However, we do use our real names in it. So for this episode specifically, I'll be changing the names of the people in this story just to fit the theme of thoughts, questions, and concerns. Also, this is being recorded on like my shitty mic at home and not at my school's podcast room, so I apologize for the difference in audio quality. Anyways, enjoy. Welcome back to Real Name Show. In this episode, I brought my friend Tom Holland to discuss the story of how he and his girlfriend got together. Some may say his actions were romantic, others would probably call him crazy. As his friend, I think it takes a ton of courage to do what he did. I've known my friend Tom Holland for since middle school.
Was it middle school? I don't remember. I'm
Tom Holland.
I moved from Hawaii, now I'm here in Oregon.
The same amount of time, I have also known his current girlfriend. We all grew up in the same school district and hung around in similar friend groups. Despite this, I never really knew in full detail how he and his girlfriend, Zendaya, got together. I just knew it took a long time. So, I had to start from the beginning and work our way to the present day.
How'd you guys become friends?
It was PE, dude. We were in the same PE class. We had this
real name.
PE, that was it. I don't know. It was just like every day, saying hi to everyone.
Zendaya.
Just so happened to be one of them.
Oh, I see. You rizzed her up in PE.
No. I didn't rizz her
real
up.
Real name.
Gaslit me into liking her, dude.
What?
Real name.
Yeah, dude. She gaslit me into liking
Zendaya.
How'd she do that?
Because she was like, I see the way you talk.
Zendaya.
I was like, what are you talking about? It was just me saying hi to everyone, you know? And she's like, you say it differently, though. I was like, what are you talking about? And then all of a sudden, I just started like...
Zendaya.
I don't know how, but that's all it took, apparently.
And this was all freshman year when you were like, she's pretty, she's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after freshman year, there's a whole thing.
He continues by recalling being not the closest friend with
Zendaya
throughout high school. But when COVID hit in 2020, confined within the walls of our houses, something shifted.
Do you know what's the worst part? During COVID, we FaceTimed every day for class. I was like, dude.
Oh, my.
I was like, dude.
Goodness.
And, dude, it was a roller coaster because there were some days she'd come over and she's like, I want a hug. I was like, okay.
In high school, did you like actually tell her that you liked her? Or did she just, like, catch the vibe?
And she probably caught the... It was, like, a mix. I assume she caught the vibe before. And then I feel like I told her at some point, and she was like, I don't like you. We could be friends with though. Several times, if I'm being honest.
Several times in the span of freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year? Like, all throughout high school?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Dude.
After graduation, Tom Holland was able to land a job at the Maui airport working on helicopters. From my perspective, I thought he had always been interested in flying in planes.
Oh, dude. There was no interest.
You had no interest in flying prior to...
Well, yeah, no. My dad was just like, I got a job. I was like, whoa. And he was like, you're working with helicopters. I was like, helicopters are kind of cool. Let's just say they talked to me about firing me at some point because I was like a terrible employee, if I'm being honest. It made sense because I was just sitting there doing, you know, nothing. Well, I was doing my job. They hired me to be a fueler and I was doing that, but they wanted me to do more, you know, when I was quitting the job, right? They're like, yeah, dude, you were kind of a junk employee at first, but you started becoming a really good employee. I was like, how long ago did I start becoming good? They're like, oh, like 2 or 3 months ago. That was when I started talking
about Zendaya. Love makes people do crazy things. But honestly, talking to Zendaya motivated Trevor to want to be a better person. One step in that direction was quitting his job at the Maui airport and moving to Eugene for flight school.
How did you decide on Eugene? And be honest.
Zendaya
then went to University of Oregon. And they just so happen to have a pilot school here. So I was like, oh my God, what a coincidence.
Zendaya.
Then I might be coming to Oregon.
Is that how it went?
Well, I just Googled flight schools in Oregon, and that was the first one to pop up. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to a flight school in Eugene. She was like, I go to Eugene. I was like, guess I'm going here.
Wait, did you know that information before or no?
No, I just searched up Oregon flight schools, and I was like, oh, it's in Eugene. This one I'm looking at. And she's like, oh, I'm in Eugene. I was like, oh, sick. Registering for classes.
Registering for classes, finding an apartment.
Doing all of that in like 2 months. I figured it out. I found an apartment and a car in like a month.
Did you specifically choose Oregon because you knew
Zendaya
who was going to school in Oregon?
Yeah. And then it just so happened that the flight school was in the same town. And I was like, oh my God, who would have guessed?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no. The flight school being in Eugene, I think, was a coincidence, but coming to Oregon was not a coincidence.
If it weren't for
Zendaya
going to school at U of O, would you have made the move? Like, would you have moved to Oregon?
No.
Zendaya.
I was here, so I was like, ooh, I can go to school and hang out.
Zendaya.
And say less.
What were the reactions of your friends and family? And like, did you tell certain people different stories of why you were moving?
I told everyone I was going to school.
You told everyone that you were going to Oregon for school.
I even lied.
Zendaya.
And said that.
Now, you all might be thinking that Tom Holland taking the leap of faith and moving across an ocean for someone is insane behavior. However, there was some progress.
Like, you were still on Maui. She was in Oregon, like, before you planned on moving here. Where was the relationship? More, I'm assuming more
before
on the friendship
I planned
side.
On moving?
Yeah.
So we started talking again in December.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she came back and we were hanging out and stuff.
During like winter break, yeah.
Yeah, during one of the winter breaks. And we were hanging out and I was like, oh my God, hey. I was sad. I was like, I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone. Let me be sad. And then after we were like kind of doing okay. So I was like, okay, this is cool, whatever. Right. And then yada, yada, yada. School break's done. We're coming back. She's like caught COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's all sickums and everything. She didn't hang out with anyone because no one wanted to hang out with her, talk to her because she was COVID, you know, quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So I was calling her all the time. I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm just checking up on her all the time and shit. And then I think from there, it became like we were talking all the time. And then she was like starting to like kind of like me, kind of. And then we started, yeah. And from there, it's just like kept talking, yada, yada, yada. And then I started looking at schools, being motivated. And then I was like, Oregon. Oregon. And then I moved. That was it. Yeah. It was pretty simple, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember, I think it was the same winter break, because it was freshman year for me.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman year winter break, first time home since college. And yeah, we were hanging out at
Real Name's
house for like a party or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you...
I think I remember this.
You were crying because I told you that when I went to visit
Zendaya,
She was like,
with a dude,
with a guy who was clearly more than a friend. And then so you got really emotional. And then I got really emotional because at the time I was like talking to this white guy. So we were both crying and we're over there like comforting each other. Anyways, all I'm saying is, am I kind of salty that you're like, at least for like your life and like love has worked out, and then for me has not? Yeah.
But you know, it was a lot of pain and suffering from that lore though.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you know what? You deserve it. Like at this point, like five years?
No, right now we're at like 7 or 8.
Yeah, but like prior to you guys.
Oh, I guess
like,
during that it was like, 5 years.
5 years of just sticking through it? I don't know.
Trying.
I don't know.
Begging on my knees.
Hey, you had to work for it, okay? Like,
a lot of people say I worked a little too hard.
Situationship. Defined by the Oxford Dictionary, is a romantic or sexual relationship that is not considered to be formal or established.
Did being, like, put into a situationship or, like, her saying, we're in a situationship, like, scare you or make you feel some type of way?
Nope. I just didn't know what that meant, that's why.
That's true.
And I was like, what does that even mean? She was like, search it up. I was like, okay. I searched it up and I still didn't get it. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pretend like we're talking.
No. And that, you know what? You're protecting your peace and it worked. Because when you told me, I remember we were on like Discord or FaceTime or whatever. You were like, she said we're in a situationship. I remember being so scared for you. I was like, oh no. Because like for other people, when they're in like a situationship, it like does not work out. And so when you told me she called it a situationship, I was like, Trevor. I was like, oh no. But it worked out.
I think she mostly said that because we were talking and we're like gonna date, but we're not dating. So I think she used that as like the filler term.
Yeah.
Just like how people usually use talking.
The thing is, like, people use situationships
bad in like a worse or
yeah like with a negative connotation, but I'm glad that it worked out for you guys because
me too.
Because you weren't in a great mindset back then.
Tom Holland eventually got out of the trenches, and after a few months of going out on actual dates, on October 22nd, 2022, he finally decided to ask Zendaya to be his girlfriend.
I was at work. I was doing stuff. We had a party that night. I was like, oh, okay. It was so bad, dude. It was bad. Me asking her out, I was like a five-year-old. Dude. So I was at work, right? I finished work. I went to Costco. I was at Costco. So I was like, I gotta ask her out with flowers. Because apparently, I think she told me that or something. So I was like, oh, I need to get flowers. Fuck. So I got the flowers. And then I went to the house because we had a party, right? So I walked in. I knocked on the door. I walked in, peeked my head in, asked if she could come outside because I didn't want to ask with an audience. Everyone was there. They all looked at me. They're all at the table. They looked at me. I was like,
Zendaya,
can you like come here
with the finger so and everything?
And then she came over, dude. It was so bad. I was like,
insert Zendaya's full legal name,
full government name.
Yeah, dude, it was so bad. They have a video of it. I've never seen it. I don't want to see it. It's bad, dude.
They have a video,
but. They have a video of it. Because I think
Zendaya
wanted to save it. I was like, okay. I think they put a phone, they propped a phone up, and they were like, okay, have fun, kids. And then they left us. So I asked her out, and then we came in, everyone was like, ew. And then they were like, oh, he got me flowers. Ah, and they're all like geeking out about it. Yeah. And I was just like, dude, this is bad.
Dude.
But, I mean, everyone was happy. They're like, good job.
Tom Holland.
Took you only, well, do the people, do
Zendaya
friends at college know the lore, like, at all?
Part of it? They don't know, like, I guess the high school lore. I think they only know, like, the recent lore.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't know my hardships and turmoil.
They don't understand how.
They don't know my pain. And I was just sitting there like, she's my girlfriend now.
Tom Holland and Zendaya have been officially together for 1 year. And despite the insecurities Tom Holland has felt over the years, he had to grow as a person for this to work.
It was kind of forced into me because I can't be insecure and worry about her because then it's just going to be a mental burden on her. Because I remember I was always like, hanging out with people, you know, the little guy was like, why don't you want to hang out with me? You know, and then she is after a while, it was just like, I'm just hanging out with my friends. Yada, 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 you know, and then she was like, felt suffocated. And then she kind of forced me into not suffocating her.
Yeah. But it shows strength on your side too. Like even if you may think like, oh, that was a weakness on my side, but like it shows mm-hmm. strength because you did grow and you did like be more. Oh my God. What are words?
Words are a lot.
I know. I think it also helps that
Zendaya
is like a psychology major. So she really was out there like,
This isn't good for your mental psyche, your frontal lobe, but yada yada.
Yeah, but it's also great that you guys like talk and stuff about like things, relationship things.
Well, it's also me. I gotta learn how to do that because I'm definitely not the greatest at it.
That's okay. That's why you learn and grow and all that.
Yeah, I've gotten better at talking, but it's also you communicating with your partner about like insecurities and stuff. Because yes, technically you can work through it on your own, but it's a lot harder and it's not as fun.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with someone makes everything a lot easier, and also just talking to each other. Because like whenever I felt insecure, I was like talking to
Zendaya.
She was like, you know. She was like helping me out with it.
Yeah.
But then you can't be too insecure and talk to her about everything because then you become dependent and that's an issue too.
Now, all caught up to the present day, I asked Tom Holland what is in store for him and for Zendaya.
We move in September. I have a new job at airport. I'm going to work there hopefully for a while. I have my pilot's license now, so I got to do a couple more things with that. And then I think after next year. I think
Zendaya
we're gonna be moving to Portland because she wants her master's.
As for Tom Holland, his advice on playing the long game:
don't stick around, date around, have fun. Life isn't that serious. It's not worth it, dog. Just go out, experience life. You'll find the one eventually. You know, you're gonna want someone that wants you. You know. The only reason it worked out for me is because it took a while for
Zendaya
to want me to.